This is BFM News. I'm Tanya Organ. Hughesbrook is under a state of emergency due to the extremely low water levels in the dam and lack of rain. This means residents are being ordered to conserve water. Mayor Debbie White says there will be daily shutoffs in the North Shore Bay of Islands community from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. and again from 9 p.m. until 6:30 a.m.
So right now the water supply, if you were to compare it, it's like a bathtub tap running into the water supply with 60 household taps going out. So it's easy to understand how, you know, what's coming in just can't keep up. So by doing the shutoffs, it gives a little bit of time where the supply is just gaining. And, you know, over the last week when we did it, we gained just over 15 inches in just doing it over like a 4 to 5 day period.
White says their fire department is shared with Irishtown and Summerside, and there's not enough water for them to fill a truck.
They're on alert and they're aware of our situation. So we have alternate measures so that they're, right now, there's not enough water for them to come and fill their truck at a fire hydrant in our town. So we have, you know, things in place with them. Back in 22, when this happened, we brought in water by an outside source. Raw water from the city of Corner Brook was trucked in to fill the dam. And, you know, the cost of that was almost $7,000.
White says they'll apply for funding to do this again, but that may not be enough.
To do that again is something we have considered, and we will apply for funding to assist us in that regard. But that water is only as good as it is until it's gone. So, you know, even when we bring, you know, if we're able to get to that point where we get special permission, because there's a lot of red tape to go through to do that stuff, we will still have to continue to conserve until the weather changes significantly.
Residents who do not conserve water could face a fine and should only use water for drinking, cooking, or hygiene. White says it takes every resident doing their part to make this work. That's a look at BFM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.